We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Player. And I sat there, and it just blew my mind. I remember one year we were, was this our second trip to the NFC Championship game? I think it was. And the receiver corps that we had, that we couldn't move the ball, couldn't move the ball, you know, we couldn't get anything on the perimeter and everything. And I remember, the consensus was defensively, as some of the defensive players said, we need some receivers, we need to go out and get some guys. And I remember, I don't remember where I read it at, but Coach Reed said something about we're fine with the receivers that we have, we're fine with the offense that we have,
right.
And as a player, I'm like, are you drunk? Like, I'm thinking to myself, are you drunk? But
Freddie Mitchell gonna cut it?
I don't remember if it was that year or whatever. I forgot what year it was, but I remember thinking to myself, are you drunk? And that was the fan in me. But the player in me was like, hey, if that's what coach says, that's what coach, you know what I mean? Yep. So I was torn. And I remember my wife sitting there, like, what is he talking about? And I'm like, hey. I don't want to have this conversation, because I had family members talking about, yo, man, if y'all did it. And I'm like, listen, don't want to hear it. So that's why I get it. I understand. And if I'm sitting here and y'all are sitting here one day and you listen to me say something and say, for instance, you say something, or John Chuckery or Andy Bunker, anybody, and I kind of change a little bit, I get it. And it's a funny spot to be in, but I understand completely both sides of it. And that's why, for me, it's not about like just being like strictly on one side or the other. I see both sides, because I was in that unique spot at that one time, and I was like, okay, I see where you're coming from.
It is Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the Game, Coffee Hour, 5 a.m. hour. Last night, a couple quick notes. Georgia Tech won a college basketball game beating Clemson. A nice win for Georgia Tech. Duke lost to Wake Forest in double overtime and got beat by 12. Duke has lost games to NC State by 22, and they lost to Wake Forest.
It's going to be an exciting
by a
tournament.
Dozen last night.
Exciting tournament time.
Yeah, so Duke, their stock is taking a huge hit. That was a 113-101 college basketball game. Wake Forest winning one of its biggest games in quite some time. Go Demon Deacons. Good for you. Joel Coliseum. It's great to see Joel Coliseum rocking and beating the Dukies there in Winston-Salem. I have ties to Wake Forest, as you know. All right, so UGA plays South Carolina tonight over in Columbia. Hawks play the Magic tonight in Orlando. We'll get to all of that, but you know, the bigger stories of the Braves and Falcons this morning and Atlanta United, those are kind of the big three right now in some order. Nice win by a great win by Atlanta United last night. Braves, we'll get back into them, but the Falcons are making news at the NFL Combine, because you're beginning to wonder, if you're a Falcons fan, if Quinn and Dimitroff and some of the people in the front office, are they all on the same page here? There's something that happened yesterday where people were talking about one thing and walking back stuff, and we're like, oh.
Walk it back.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll take you through what happened yesterday with John and Hugh next on the Morning Show from the Kia Studios. You can stream us 24/7, 365 at radio.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Our Atlanta United play here.
Jalbi into the box for Martinez. They score!
If it matters to a United fan, hear it first, even on the weekend.
Your weekend plays here.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to the Kia Studios on this Wednesday. Hope you're having a safe drive in to work, or if you're working around town, that you're able to get some stuff in. We got more rain maybe moving in later tonight, so hopefully if you're out there working construction, I know a lot of guys that are working construction have been yearning to get back on the job because they've lost a lot of days because of the weather.
I don't know what construction guys you're talking about, but the ones that work here at Colony Square that's walking that high steel, they're at work. They've been at work for the last couple of days, unless it's been like a torrential rain.
Right.
But they were out there the other day, yesterday, working that high steel.
Mm-hmm.
They don't mess around.
I know, walking on that high steel. Then walking on that high steel with when it's wet.
Yeah, and they do it, man. And you could just tell, like, they don't really, you know, they like that's what they do. I wonder what those checks look like. I wonder how much they get paid an hour.
Yeah, whatever it is.
It's not enough.
It's not enough.
No, it's not enough.
It's not enough. The Atlanta Falcons are getting ready for the NFL Combine. Now, again, the Combine is moving into prime time as far as television, as far as workouts are concerned, beginning tomorrow night when the quarterbacks and wide receivers and tight ends will be on the field. Highly anticipated night tomorrow night. We're going to have some interest in watching, I think, here the tight ends. And the Falcons making noise saying that yesterday that they are going to scout wide receivers and running backs for later in the draft. And because the class for both is so deep that the Falcons are going to look at that. And people started to extrapolate a little bit, Hugh, about that. Because when they came out and said, we're going to be looking at running backs, we're going to be looking at wide receivers, I get, you know, because you have, without Mohamed Sanu, a battle, in theory, for a third wide receiver behind Julio and Calvin.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I think the running back thing was, you know, we've been talking about it, but when they put it out in the ether, a lot of people immediately said, Devontae's not going to, Devontae's gone.
But you kind of knew that. You kind of knew that they were going to be looking for that. He has some money. He has some money that they're going to potentially trying to save. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I heard Randy Mack and Andy say, almost $3 million
mm-hmm.
or something like that, something to that effect. So they're trying to cut corners. And that's one of the ways you do that. You go with younger backs. You know, you got Ito Smith look like he's going to be a player. You go running back by committee. And like they kind of did with Devontae and Tevin Coleman when he was here.
Mm-hmm.
But Devontae got the brunt of the carries. I think now you're in a situation where you distribute the carries a little bit more. I think Brian Hill's going to be a guy that's going to be here. So you're going to be in a position where you add another running back into that mix. You're probably going to the season with 3 to 4 backs. I could definitely see that.
And then there was something that happened yesterday where head coach Dan Quinn, Tag McKinley is going into, we all know that Vic Beasley's gone. They're not bringing him back. Tag McKinley's going into the final year this year of his rookie deal. Next year, the team has an option, like it did with Vic last year, to pick up Tag McKinley at an inflated price, obviously. That's next season. And the coach came out and said, we're not going to be picking up the fifth-year option of Tack McKinley. In other words, you play this year, and if you play well enough, you know, we'll talk to you about a contract, but we're not picking up your option. And the general manager, Thomas Dimitrov, immediately walked that back and said, no, whoa, we didn't say that. We didn't say we're not going to pick up his fifth-year option. We're going to look at it. And then Coach Quinn came back and said, oh, maybe I kind of jumped – I'm paraphrasing, but maybe I jumped the gun in saying that we weren't going to be picking up his fifth-year option. Whatever happened in terms of the discussion, public discussion, Hugh, about Tack McKinley and whether the Falcons were going to pick up his option for next season, the season after this, that the fact that they were even slightly off tune here and not being on the same page has some fans kind of scratching their heads a little bit.
Well, see, when I read it, I missed the second part of that. I missed the walk back because I got the text about the actual saying that they were not going to pick it up. I missed the walk back. So, yeah, that's pretty interesting. That's interesting because usually especially when you go to the combine and you're in a position where you're answering a lot of questions and people are asking you things about your football team, you always want to seem like you're a unified front.
Mm-hmm.
You always want to be on the same page. And for them to come out and say it like that, somebody didn't get the memo or somebody didn't understand the way that it was presented or whatever. And that's kind of telling. I think that –
And it's, by the way, I don't want to blow this up into anything big. It's just, I don't think we've seen this before between the two of them.
No, I mean, it is what it is, John. I mean, it is what it is. Like, think about it like this. When you're an NFL team that has a lot of questions about key positions, like Austin Hooper,
mm-hmm.
Austin Riley, and positions like that, you want to be on the same page because you don't want to make it seem like y'all don't know what y'all doing. But that's exactly what it's come out, and that's what it feels like. Not to that extreme, but it does feel like everybody's not on the same page. That's a fair assessment. I mean, that's not going after anybody. That's not being malicious. That's just assessing the situation from what they've given you. Like, you're going off of what you're reading the tea leaves and of what they're giving you. So I don't see where you're wrong in that assessment. I really don't.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the news from yesterday. The news from Thomas Dimitrov, general manager, that also hit the wires up at the Combine was that the Falcons have made it public that they are going to let Austin Hooper and Devondre Campbell hit free agency, and then they're going to try and sign them, which is another way. I think Wes Schweitzer is also in that group. It's another way of saying maybe Austin Hooper is gone here. Here is Thomas Dimitrov talking about Austin Hooper.
Right now, where we are with Austin and Devondre and Wes Schweitzer, we're those three individuals. We've talked to them. We've had good discussions, and we are. After all is said and done, we're going to let them get to the market to find out where they are in the market. That's a really important piece for both parties. Of course, we want them back, and we'll continue to negotiate with those players. But it's imperative that we see what the market holds for them. So that'll gauge how we approach it. As you know, we have a salary cap situation that we're monitoring closely, and that's important for us to know exactly where we feel the market is before we make any very solid offers and discussions. As far as making agreements on compensation.
All right, that's Thomas Dimitrov, general manager of the Atlanta Falcons, up at the Combine in Indianapolis. Now, I want to walk this back a little bit. The Falcons have not – they could offer a franchise tag to either one, especially to Austin Hooper. The franchise tag for a tight end is going to be, because we don't know exactly yet, going to be somewhere around $11 million. That may simply be too rich for the blood of the Atlanta Falcons right now. And so when he says he's going to let him hit free agency, this isn't a revelation here. What they want Austin Hooper to hit free agency and see what kind of offers he gets. Because, Hugh, if they only come up with – hey, we'll give you 5 years and $30 million. The Falcons may go, oh, okay, so they're only offering you $6 million a year? We could do that.
I'm stuck on situations. We got a salary cap situation. Instead of saying you have something going on with your salary cap, you got a situation. You know what that screams to me when I hear all of that? They've sat down and they've talked to Austin Hooper's agent, Devondre Campbell's agent, and the money that they're talking about their clients want and the money that the Falcons want to give them, they're in two different stratospheres.
Yep.
They're in two different solar systems even, probably. And they're like, nah, bro, we can't do that. We'd like to have you here. We don't think that's what you're worth. Go out in the market and see what you can get. So that you're right. They're going to go out, and it always in free agency, it's about how much a team is willing to pay you. So they're going to go out and they're going to get the best deal that they can possibly get, and they're going to bring it back to the Falcons. And the Falcons, like, they're probably even saying something like, hey, you know what, give us an opportunity to match the deal or tell us what the best deal you can go out there and get. And if it's a legit deal, then if the Falcons feel like they can match it or they want him, they'll match it. If not, they'll let them go.
Well, at the very least, I think Austin Hooper's representatives can make a strong case that at the very least he's a top 10 tight end in the NFL, and they may be able to make a case where he's a top 5 or 6.
You know what's funny? I was on the Twitter last night, and I was just kind of looking at some of the comments because people were commenting on the what Thomas Dimitrov had said about the players, and especially Austin Hooper. And people were like, last time I checked, Austin Hooper wasn't Tony Gonzalez or any of the good tight ends. He wasn't Rob Gronkowski or anybody like that. Antonio Gates. Like, you can go out and get another tight end. That was kind of the sentiment of some people.
Do you think that?
You know, when you put it like that and you look at
– he's not a superstar, but he's a pretty good tight end.
He is a pretty good tight end. But when you look at – I look at it like this, John. We're sitting here talking about some really, really good tight ends in this draft. And we're talking about the number of offensive weapons that are going to be available in this draft. Now, this is how you – like, as a fan, this is how you have to start looking at it. You got to look at it from the perspective – from their perspective. They're trying to save money. Like, they – like, you got to read between the lines. They've already said – and he said in a cut, We signed a D tackle. We signed a quarterback. We signed a receiver. You got the cut? Yeah, go ahead, fire that thing up for us, Abe.
When you pay a quarterback as we did, a wide receiver as we did, and a defensive tackle as we did, we are in a spot that is interesting. And, oh, by the way, when you do that as an organization and have a very generous owner, as we know, you're going to have most people that are coming up into their contracts thinking they are going to be paid at the top of the market as well. You can only do so much of that, right? So it's really important for us to monitor that and make sure we're making the right moves.
By the way, there's another guy that's in that he didn't mention. They paid a cornerback the same way.
Yeah, and now, like, this is where the NFL becomes a business. You know, we scream in brotherhood and all this other stuff. This is where it becomes a business.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're in the business of trying to put the best team on the field that you possibly can for the least amount of money. More bang for your buck.
Yeah, but is it a case are you FFL or not? Because if you're Falcon for life, you're in the club.
He's not a Falcon for life.
That's what I'm saying.
He's not that.
You get FFL status.
Abe asked me in my ear, is he closer to Kelce and who else did you say, Ertz and those guys? George Kittle? I mean,
Kittle's the best tight end in the NFL,
Kittle,
right?
Yeah, Kittle and Kelce. Or are you just another tight end? I would say he's closer to those guys than just being another tight end.
I agree.
But we're more bang for your buck. That's what we're looking at right now. More bang for your buck.
But he's also not Kelce and he's not Kittle.
No, but more bang for your buck.
But he could, again, inarguably, in my opinion, top 10.
Yeah, basically, that's what we're talking about. They feel that they can move on from Austin Hooper. That's what they're telling you. They feel like they can move on from DeVondre Campbell. They feel like they can move on from Devontae Freeman, and they walked it back, but they feel like they can move on from Tack.
Yep, I totally agree. I think that's a great analysis. Hey, think about two foods that you would serve for dinner that are diametrically opposed, that don't go together, because that's what Tiger's going to serve. Do you hear this story? Oh, this is great. We got to tell you next as we continue on the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta sports doesn't stop for the weekend.
Heck yeah.
And neither do we.
Keeping you up to date all weekend long.
It's just great.
On the weekends, that's all I listen to, really.
The home for Atlanta sports on the weekends. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, it's time for John to get super freaky. It's an interesting take on the world with John Freaky.
Don't mind me. I'm just trying to tweet here. I tried to tweet the question that I'm going to ask Hugh and Abe and everybody, though I got Abe's answer already, and all of you, and that is, Tiger Woods is, lest we forget.
Tiger Woods, y'all.
The defending champion at Augusta, because he won the Masters last year, one of the great tournaments and one of the great victories of all time. He won the Masters again, and a lot has been made about the Champions Dinner. Now, every year at Augusta, and I believe it's Tuesday night, there is a dinner that the just past champion picks the menu for, right? It's called the Champions Dinner, and all the muckety mucks who wear their green jackets, all the former champions and the members get together and they have a dinner, okay? All the former champions.
And they get to pick the meal, right?
Right, they get to pick the meal. And famously in the past, Tiger had a very famous incident with Fuzzy Zeller.
Yeah, I remember that. Fuzzy, what he had, like, said something about having chicken or something.
Yep, fried chicken, right? Yeah. That fried chicken thing. So, what are you going to have at your Masters dinner? But he's picked in the past. So this time, Tiger comes out yesterday and says that he's going to do this for his Champions Dinner this year. He says, born and raised in Southern California, and with it playing a part of my entire childhood, we're having steak and chicken fajitas. Steak and chicken fajitas, right? We're having sushi and sashimi, and we're still debating milkshakes.
That's a unique combination.
Here you go, Bubba Watson. Here's your milkshake. Oh, that makes sense. Also, we have a dragon roll, and here's a fajita.
So the way you make it sound like they do it at buffet style, like they go through a line, and like they grab their fajita. No, excuse me.
Like the Golden Corral.
Like they're doing the Golden Corral style. Is that how they do it?
I have no idea. I imagine I'm not involved. They don't let us in. We don't get to see pictures. They take one picture of the group, and that's it. That's all you see.
That's kind of crazy. I don't know. I mean, it's his meal is what he wants to eat. So I don't, I mean, you know, I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to be upset about it, but I mean, it's what he wants to eat. That's what he wants to do. Let him do what he wants to do.
Yeah, it's his choice. It's his champion's dinner. So what is your champion's dinner? You have just won Augusta. Now, you're going to be eating with all the former champions at Augusta. You know, like Trump likes to bring out the Big Macs. You know, that's what he would probably serve, right? And the Wendy's and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, he's going, Tiger, milkshake, sushi, and sashimi, by the way. For those of you who don't know, sashimi would be raw. And fajitas, which is an interesting...
I think he's, you know, hearkening like the Rainbow Coalition type deal.
Yes, exactly.
That's what it kind of sounds
he's
like.
He's doing In-N-Out. He's doing San Diego fajitas, and he's doing the Orange County sushi.
If I ever won Augusta, my mission would be to probably make it as uncomfortable and as memorable as possible. So I think I would go with collard greens. Uh-huh. I'd definitely go with some collard greens. I won't do the fat back, but I will do the big turkey leg in it.
Yeah, that's so, the best thing. Anyway.
I would do the turkey leg. Probably do macaroni and cheese with the government cheese. And what would be for my main dish? Catfish. I'd probably do something like that.
Cornbread?
Oh, yeah.
Do you put jalapeno in your cornbread?
Nah.
Do you put pieces of corn in your cornbread?
Nah. But I would do that. And it would be one of those things where you know you would have some people that really want to say something about the meal that you picked, but they'll probably refrain from it because they would be worried about, you know, being labeled. Yeah, the backlash. Yeah. That would be me. That would definitely be me.
Are you speaking of the dinner? Let's go out to dinner early. We'll do early dinner, then we'll show up.
I hate that guy, but I can't say anything because it's not going to come out the right way. Catfish, really? With hot sauce. Texas Pete hot sauce. No, what's that? Frank's?
Red Hot?
Yeah, Frank's Red. Yeah, with the Red Hot. And have a little thing of hot sauce at everybody's table. And
wait,
top
you don't
it off,
do you don't do the tartar sauce with the catfish?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And the coup d'etat?
Uh-huh.
Grape soda.
Right, I gotta write this down. Ready?
It would be everything that you ever thought I would make it come down. True.
Right, you said collards?
Collard greens, uh-huh. Macaroni and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
Fried catfish.
Catfish.
And a grape soda.
And cornbread and grape soda. Okay.
Cornbread and grape soda.
Yeah, I got you. Because Abe said to me, Abe went, well, he actually thought about this. Anyway, I would go surf and turf with swordfish and then steak bites wrapped in bacon.
Steak bites. That sounds pretty tasty, though. That listen, I used to, wonder why people were so infatuated with, wrapping bacon in everything. Like, bacon? I had bacon Saturday. Like, bacon is a life changer. I know it might not sound, you know, for all the people that don't eat pork, I feel you. But, bacon?
Mm-hmm.
bacon, man.
Good. Yeah, I'm with you.
And I've seen the pictures, and I've seen all the stuff about.
The thicker, the better.
Yeah, I've seen all the stuff about the pig and all the, I get it.
I don't care.
And I don't eat pork a lot, but boy, bacon?
I eat a lot of pork, actually.
No, I don't eat a lot. But every now and then, bacon is good.
Because I get these big pork chops, make those up, and they're really good.
Bacon is good. Yeah. Bacon is extremely good.
So, what would I have for my champion's dinner? You mean the first time? Let's say, I think I would probably go Italian and make all those guys in green jackets eat spaghetti. Just to see the spaghetti sauce fly all over. But no scissors. All right, no scissors.
People cut their pasta.
Did you see the dude, the old dude with the scissors that went viral with the... He had the fork in one hand, the scissors in the other, and he was cutting a pasta.
I didn't see that.
Oh yeah.
You gotta Google this
while we're doing it. That thing popped on my timeline. It was like I wanted to tell people, stop retweeting the old dude eating pasta with the scissors. Because it was like every fifth thing on my timeline was, hey, did you see this? See this old dude? He's got the scissors down. And then, you know, now you got people saying, I wanna sell pasta scissors. I could get pasta scissors at the champion's dinner. See if anybody gets the score. It's too hard, apparently, to just twirl your spaghetti anymore. You got to use pasta scissors.
Okay, yeah. I mean, he's trying to keep it clean,
right? He's got a method to his madness. He's got a town.
Yeah, that's a lot going on.
Yes.
That's a lot. You need to stop.
That's what I thought.
That's somebody's daddy or grandfather.
That's what I thought. I thought. I mean, okay, but that's
it,
a little much.
Like he's keeping it clean. Yeah. I mean, it's not like, you know what? The thing about this is, he's done this. He's been doing this quite a while. He probably has scissors that he has for spaghetti. Like, seriously. You can tell by the way that he's eating.
Right. He's not his first time. Right.
Yeah. Because he killing it, too. Go ahead. And he's looking like, I don't care what y'all talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. He had this down.
I am not mad at him.
Yeah. All right. I was trying to find that, see if there was already a GIF of that thing, because that's what I was going to tweet out. Anyway, interesting thing at the, and I don't know that they don't have, you know, over here like a sandwich tray and salads in case people are, you know, they're allergic to something or, you know, if you're you
probably
can't do,
more than likely,
you know, shellfish or if you can't do fish, for
you
example,
have catfish with hot sauce,
but. Interesting, you know. I guess when, you know, he's done it so many times, what, he's done it four times now, you know, you get bored. You go, okay, what am I going to serve this time? You know, so that's what he went with. Busy day ahead on this Wednesday, Morning Mash. Oh, it's going to be interesting to see what's in the Morning Mash this morning because there's a lot to talk about, too. We'll do that next with John and Hugh from the Kia Studios. Atlanta United with a big win last night. And the Hawks play tonight. It's all ahead on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.